Hi, welcome to Hello Dysfunction. I'm the only one ready. Episode 289, I think. That's a guess. Hi. I'm Patafria.
Good guess.
Okay, good. I'm Patafria. Here we are.
I'm Patafria. I'm so happy to be here.
It's really gloomy. It's not raining, but it looks like it really wants to.
It's gonna rain pretty soon.
It looks like it wants to bad. Yeah. I stopped by the store and I was what are we doing?
When I woke up at 6 a.m. today, it was sunshine. It was like a warm, not a warm morning, but it was like a sunny morning.
It was like a day. Yeah.
This is not a day anymore.
No, it got gloomy really quick. I had to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and was so disoriented because I only had like 4 hours of sleep because I got some good dick last night.
Nope, not me.
Just couldn't sleep. I don't know what it is. Like, I tried all my little nighttime medications and shit because I know when I have somebody in my bed, like, it's hard for me to go to sleep. Mm-hmm. And didn't work. None of my little tricks I pull out of my bag worked. I was laying there just like tossing and turning, but I did get like 4 hours eventually. So here I am, but it's one of those rough dragging ass days. Yep. And I have a lot to do.
Yep. I took the Vyvanse yesterday and
how'd it go?
Since eating with it, it's better.
Good.
The anxiety has lessened.
Good.
But because it's time release, I be up.
Oh yeah, you did say you didn't get any sleep.
I said at 2:30 in the morning, I was like, you can just stay up till tomorrow.
You'll be like that anyway though.
You'll be okay. But normally if I lay down and I play my game, I can make myself fall asleep.
And it's not working.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
So today I was like, I'm not gonna take it
earlier.
So I took it at 8. Oh. No, 7:30 yesterday. So I'm like, maybe I'll take it at 7 tomorrow because I'm going to take it tomorrow.
Yeah. Did you take anything today?
Some Ritalin.
How do you feel?
Not as
quiet.
No, the Vyvanse. Remember how he said he was going to start me at a lower dose because he didn't want me to do all the laundry. He just wanted me to do maybe a load. Remember he said that? And I've definitely noticed my focus is really good.
Good.
I can have a phone call without scrolling through social
media. I'm talking about on the Ritalin.
I don't think it's a high enough amount to really make too much of a difference. But, you know.
It's something. I'm all for something in your system.
You're all snorted.
Yeah. Next time, chew it. We'll see if that hits you better.
Right. So.
Yeah. What else? Valentine's Day is upon us, and I could not care less.
You know, as somebody who's had a Valentine the last 20 years, it's not a big deal.
My stomach is doing the most.
Not to me. I don't really give a fuck about Valentine's Day.
I don't. If I have a partner, I care. But if I don't have a partner, I don't feel like I'm missing out. I'm seeing a lot of this. I'm single, guys. I'm single. I'm single for Valentine's Day. I swear I'm single. Y'all didn't know I'm single. Guess what, y'all? For God's sake, like,
show us your tits already.
Get a neon sign and just fucking post it throughout the day. Somebody get at me.
Somebody
what you're doing.
Be their motherfucking Valentine, please.
Do I need to get somebody for you, bitch?
Do. Send them over.
That's what you're doing. And I've never felt that need because there's always something to do. Hang out with yourself, do something nice for yourself, go hang out with some friends. You have fucking friends.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know. I don't feel like don't be so thirsty about it. That's the shit that's pissing me off because the people that I see doing it have like a lot of potential and are really cool people.
Definitely.
But like, I'm not gonna lie. A lot of the posts be giving like, somebody get at me. Like, Yeah. It's never your interests or like what you're good at or some hobbies, your talent.
It's like,
I think this is really cool.
Look at my puss.
This is my humor. It's like, this is my arch. Fucking, this is the cup of my, the cuff of my ass. Like, it's always get at me, get at me. Like, tell me I'm hot. Like, God damn, bitch, post an ad. Like, you know, it's too much.
Yes.
It's just too much. I just want better for the people
that you love,
that I love and that I follow.
Yeah. I get that, definitely.
I don't know. You don't need a fucking Valentine, bitch, I promise.
It's going to be okay. Yeah. Be your own Valentine.
The best gifts I've ever got have been from myself. Yeah. Who knows you better than you, bitch? Go out and buy yourself some shit for Valentine's Day.
Go to dinner by yourself. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know.
Bring
about
a good
that.
Book. Mm-mm. I'm all for that.
I admire people that can do that, but I can't do that just because my social anxieties. But
I told you.
I could drag somebody with me.
For sure. I told you I had to. Well, I didn't have to, but. Many, many lifetimes ago when I had a boyfriend in jail, it was far and I couldn't go home. I had to wait 4 hours till my visiting time. So I would go to restaurants and eat by myself. And that's how I like got over that.
What I have been considering lately, which is really different from me, is going to see movies by myself.
Yeah.
I know that's Mark's favorite thing. And I before I'd be like, I don't think I could do that. But now, and especially since the last time when I went with Pease and Lonnie, that was kind of like going by myself.
Yeah.
And I was thinking I could do this, you know?
You could totally do it.
Yeah. I just want to watch a fucking movie.
Yeah. Like, you're in the dark by yourself.
Right. I could just get comfy, get my kettle corn ice cream and a coffee and fucking sit down and watch a movie.
Yeah.
So that's a baby step.
I think you can totally do that. No
Start
problem.
In the dark, you know?
Yeah.
not eyes watching me like, why are you by yourself? And then next step could be maybe a restaurant. And then the gym. That's my goal, to go alone. Richard's really been fucking inspiring me. Every day I'm like cheering him on.
I remember when I used to live by myself, I would get up 6 a.m., go to the gym every morning for an hour by myself. I would wake up and eat, you know, so I had some in my tummy. Yeah. And I would go to the gym by myself every morning.
I admire the fuck out of that. I do. That's my goal. If I have any – can I have your lighter? If I had any goals for the new year, that's what it is, to be more independent and be able, because now I could shop by myself. I've started that.
Yeah.
I started thrifting by myself just to be more independent in that way. Because years back, that was like, absolutely not. I have to drag one of the kids with me.
Yeah.
I have to, you know, harass my sister Candy, make her come, something.
Definitely.
But that's my goal for the new year.
My goal's fucking... not kill myself for the new that's my goal.
Yeah, that's a daily goal.
No, but that's a fucking attainable goal. That's not something crazy.
Yeah. And with exposure therapy, forcing yourself through the uncomfortableness.
Yeah.
I think I could do it. It's just gonna take a little time, but I think I
agree.
Could.
Definitely agree. Let me tell you about my experience at the ER. First of all, yesterday I had to take Carolyn shopping. Yesterday I had to take Carolyn shopping. I'm not shitting you when I say we were at Safeway for almost 4 hours. 4 fucking hours.
I mean, I'm like, whatever. Let her fucking do it.
I do. I usually do. But dude, I was like, Carolyn, we gotta go. It's time for Stevie to be off work. Like, I gotta pick her up.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I went to the ER because, well, I got off work Saturday at like 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
9 o'clock, I get a call from Stevie. Mind you, that day, that morning before I went to work, I took her to her boyfriend's because it was his 18th birthday and he had went to breakfast with his family. So she had me go there with her to decorate his room and like surprise him. It was really
cute. Did you tell him he's 18, so now he can't date her? He's a pedophile?
No.
I'm just kidding. Sorry, my brain. Go ahead. That's cute that they decorated his room.
It was. Girl, you should have seen Mark and I trying to blow up them fucking balloons and shit. But
oh, you went too? Or you helped prep?
Mark and I both helped her prep, and then I took her and I went with her and helped her decorate.
Nice.
It was really
cute.
That's
cute.
So then I go to work, and then, so it's his birthday, and I get a call at 9 p.m., and it's Stevie, and she's like whimpering, kind of crying. And I'm like,
you know where your brain went
instantly. I'm like, what's wrong? You know, yeah. like freaking Something out. Happened. She don't fucking cry like that. And so I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? And she's like, I can't. And I'm like, Stevie, you got to tell me what's going on. Like, you can't call me and do this
screaming
and not tell me.
I would have fucking lost my shit.
Oh, I was losing it. So Brian takes the phone, Stevie's boyfriend, and is like,
oh, he was in there with her?
Yeah.
Good. Thank God.
She was laid on the yard house bathroom floor and couldn't get up. And he was like, we played laser tag. She had a bad headache. She can't stop throwing up. She's seeing things. And she can't get off the bathroom floor. And I was like, oh my God, I'm on my way. So I go get her. I just take her to Walnut Creek ER.
Was it raining?
No, thank God. Not too bad. No, it didn't rain from the drive to get her. So we get there at like 9:30 and it's fucking packed. And it's a pretty large ER. And I mean, like, they got beds lined up in the hallway.
I would have went somewhere else.
I'm like, oh my God. Fuck. They got her back
immediately. Did they rush her though because of the situation?
Yep. Good. They got her back immediately. We moved. So we had a check-in room. Then they put her in a bed in the hallway. And I was like, I'm not really a fan of this. Especially because my AT&T doesn't get service.
Oh.
So you have to go outside. So in order to call anyone back, I was having to leave her.
Yeah.
I don't want to leave her in a fucking hallway. So they got us a room, which was great. And the doctor saw her immediately, but it took a long time to get meds in her. Over 2 hours.
Why?
I felt so bad for her. Because it was like nurse, shift change. And
oh,
then,
God.
Oh my, and I just, girl, you know me. I'm walking out to the fucking nurse's station. I'm like, excuse me.
Yeah, like, I could always count on you for that.
My kid needs meds. Like, for real. So, you know, the person that comes around to basically be like, give us your money, like, goes over your insurance. Your
I was gonna be like, bitch, who? Adult fiend? In the fucking waiting room? Bitch, who? The person that needs the signatures when you first get there. Yes.
She comes in. And you could tell she had lived a
rough life.
A little bit.
Okay.
And you know, of course, I'm like, Stevie's knocked out in the bed. The lights are off in the room.
Good.
And so she's like, oh, your name's Crystal. My
I love Crystal.
She goes, my daughter's name is Crystal. I named my daughter Crystal. And I was like, yeah, like meth. And she goes, well, that's not why I named my daughter that. She got real serious.
I'd have been like, don't lie. Girl, don't fucking lie. I can see.
Just wait till where this goes.
Say, that's why my dad named me.
I said, I can't say the same for me. Who knows? And she goes, she gave a little chuckle, right? Mm-hmm. But she was a little uncomfortable. And then she proceeds to tell me, I have 28 years clean off meth.
Oh.
And I said, good shit.
I'm sorry for the joke.
I high five her.
Yeah,
I'm
like, good.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then she goes, 15 years clean off cigarettes. And I'm thinking, boo.
You instantly gave her a thumbs down. You turned your seat all the way around.
Ma'am, leave my room.
Can you bring someone else?
Then she goes, and I'm 10 months clean off men.
Good girl.
And she goes, I said,
and that's the worst
you.
Of the three. Oh my
You're
God.
You're better off doing meth.
Exactly.
She goes, I just been trying to live a more godly lifestyle and follow God.
Boo. No, I'm just kidding.
No, two thumbs down. Kidding. So I'm like, that's great. You know, whatever works for you.
Yeah.
Right. And then she asked me what's wrong with Stevie. And then she tells me that our copay went from $350 to $500.
For the ER?
The ER. I said, oh, bill me so I could never pay that again.
Right. And thank God it won't go on your credit report.
It's crazy. Mm-hmm. $500.
You might as well not have insurance. Don't
Seriously.
Get me started because I already posted Luigi yesterday to my story just to give some hints about where I was
Let's
at mentally.
Get it. No, for real. Yes.
You might as well not have insurance.
You might as well not.
What does it cover?
It's a fucking joke.
Yeah.
So she asked me what's wrong with Stevie. I tell her, mind you, it's dark in there. Okay. She goes, and I'm sitting by the edge of Stevie's bed. It happened so quickly.
What the fuck did you do? Oversharing?
Not me, bitch.
What? Oh,
she goes,
she's my favorite. You already know what I'm attracted to.
She goes, I want to lay hands on her.
Puts
her hands on Stevie's head.
She didn't ask first?
Puts her hands on Stevie's head and goes,
aww.
And turned into like a Pentecostal preacher.
Rhonda, I don't think you're supposed to be fucking doing that.
Prayer that it wasn't like
a quiet
dear
one.
Dear God.
It was a shouting one.
It was like, dear God, I lay hands on her head in the name of Jesus.
Drop your blood over him. But like ask first. And usually there's some shaking of the head involved.
I'm thinking, poor
don't
Stevie,
touch
bitch.
My bruising, fucking pounding head and shake it while you're yelling prayers at me.
Fucking lay your blood on her and shit like it was one of those kind.
Yeah.
And you know,
which I do appreciate when I get those.
And so, you know, I get all awkward. So I had my face like this in my sweater. Thank God it was dark. So I'm biting the inside of my cheek, trying not to laugh.
Yeah, of course you are.
And I'm thinking, bitch, Stevie would kill me if she fucking knew that the stranger is just
fucking. But you know what? When you're in dire fucking pain, she might have appreciated that.
If it would have fucking. The blood of Jesus would have sucked the pain away. Fucking high five. I would have been happy. She was in so much fucking pain.
When I'm in pain, try anything. Try an exorcism. I don't give a fuck. Try anything
Dude,
when I'm in pain.
And I've had those migraines before where you can't stop vomiting and you're seeing floaters in your peripheral and the pain is just so bad. Like, I'm not even kidding.
Anything.
You'd eat dog shit to feel better.
I would hold hands with strangers in a circle if
That's
it would fucking
bad
help.
For you.
Yeah.
And, you know, so finally they came in and they gave her the migraine cocktail, which just
is 2 hours later.
Yeah. Which is Tylenol, Benadryl, Toradol, Compazine, and fluids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it took like 2 hours for her to like get some relief. But by the time we left the ER, it was 4:30 a.m.
That's scary.
We slept in the car for an hour because I couldn't drive. I was so tired.
Mm-hmm.
We made it home. We're so tired, we couldn't even get out of the car. We slept for another 3 hours in the driveway.
Did you? Aw. That's cozy.
She was knocked out, and I didn't want to fucking wait.
Move her and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel you.
No, because I just know when my head's like that, and I leave the ER, just let me sleep wherever I'm at.
Yeah.
But the doctor told her she can't play laser tag ever again because fast-moving lights are a trigger for her.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you're lucky you didn't have a seizure. And I'm like, great. Don't you ever step foot. You can't
That's
go to the disco.
Scary. Yeah. Don't watch certain Disney films. Don't watch them YouTube cartoons that fucking peas be watching. You better protect them eyes from a lot of shit because that shit is scary. She was on the phone. She was on FaceTime with Bunny like the following afternoon. And I like peeked in there and I talked to her for a minute. And she was saying like her head was sore. And I was like, I know that feeling. The next day, your brain feels fucking bruised.
Yeah.
And I was like, please don't be in here. Don't be hella laughing and shit. And she's like, well, I'm on the phone with Bunny, so it's going to be hard. And I was like, well, then you need to hang up because the way y'all be screaming and laughing, you can't do that right now.
And I told her like any small thing, like after you have a migraine like that and your head feels bruised, it will re-trigger it.
Poor thing.
You got to like be chill. On the way home from school, she was like, my head hurts. And I was like, great. But I doped her. So,
yeah,
you know, hopefully.
Yeah. She's off today, right?
She doesn't work, so she could rest.
Good.
Yeah.
That shit is scary. And just knowing how paranoid you be anyway when the kids are out somewhere, like that phone call, I'm sure sent you into a panic.
And then when their heads hurt really bad, my first thought is always, please don't let it be meningitis. I'm terrified of meningitis.
Yeah.
Because Carolyn had the Munster, Charlene Stewart's sister, when they were young.
Mm-hmm.
They were, I think she was 11. Her sister, who's also was named Carolyn, she was sick and her head was hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And her parents just assumed she had the flu. It was meningitis and she fucking died.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
that's scary.
I'm hella scared of meningitis.
Stinkers had a scare of that when he was little because his like soft spot got puffy and he was like frantic. They had to do a spinal tap on him.
Ugh.
As a little guy, he was like a year old or something.
Did you
that
cry?
They had to take me out the room.
Yeah.
Because I was going to like put hands on, not in the Pentecostal way, but I was going to they had to remove me. I could hear him screaming while they were doing, oh God, horrible.
I remember getting a spinal tap when I was pregnant with Naya because I kept having severe migraines. And that shit hurt as an adult. So I can only imagine a tiny baby.
I know.
What was it? What made it swell?
I don't remember now, but they thought it was meningitis, but it wasn't.
That's fucking terrifying.
But yeah, because of that, they were like, oh no, we have to do one right now.
Mitchie had meningitis when he was like 8, and he was in the hospital where my mom worked, and it was like a sealed off room. Like you had to wear fucking protective shit when you went in. It was a big deal. I remember that.
I have a hangnail that's driving me fucking
I know.
Mad.
I see you over there picking it.
I can't get it. And then I can't bite it properly. It's driving me insane.
Yeah. When you have fucking these, you can't bite correctly. Yes. I hate it. There ain't no biting my nails good no more.
Every now and then, if it's really hard, I could get it. But other than that, it just slips through my fucking fake front teeth fucking veneers. So is Trump president right now already?
Yes.
Like, I mean, like sworn in already, like he's acting president now. I don't know. I guess I missed that part.
He's already signed a bunch of executive orders.
Yeah, he's been signing hell of orders. I just didn't know if they were already in effect immediately. I guess so.
It's like him and Elon are sharing the presidency.
I scroll past him. That's why I'm not fully, you know,
because
sure.
Everything is enraging.
Yeah. So I just don't bother with it because I'm like, nope, my mental health can't take it today. Nope. But I saw that it's already on Google, the Gulf of America. This is not a big deal.
Can't just do that.
Yeah. Well, apparently he did it. So now Google is reflecting that and it's no longer Gulf of Mexico. If you search it, it's now Gulf of America. This is very petty. This is like we have bigger fish to fry, I feel like. But yeah, that was one of the first things on the list, I guess, that we really had to tackle.
So is banning paper straws at the federal level, which is crazy. Who cares what kind of fucking straw you use, bro?
The only good thing I will say about that is not only are they annoying, but the adhesive that they use on the paper straws gives forever chemicals in your body when they get
it is gross.
So it is gross, but like I feel
a
like
regular
that
straws microplastics though, so it's like either way we're fucked.
But it's not deposited into your bloodstream from ingesting it, so I get that. But like, did it have to be a big huge thing? Like, can't you just quietly do that and like whatever? They do everything so that it's a fuck you to somebody else, and that's the part that I don't like. Just fucking do whatever. Like, I don't know, do you have to make it such a production? Just fucking do it and then move on. Like, why does it have to be along with insulting Democrats? Like, with everything you do, like, just okay. Like, if it's healthier and less toxic for our bodies, just fucking do it. You don't have to be like, and fuck you, Biden, because you didn't do it. And okay. Like, everything, it's so childish.
I hate it.
It's not even the good kind of childish.
I'm like,
it's like,
stop
the annoying kind.
Stop acting like you guys don't all work together, bitch.
Right. Like, fuck off. Shut up, Gulf of America.
It's
important. So petty.
The rest of the world hates us. Like, they do.
Yeah.
They do. Like,
it's embarrassing. Girl, we're really the joke, the armpit joke of the fucking world. The musty armpit.
We're on a downward fucking trajectory, like fast. And
very embarrassing.
Oh my God. Also embarrassing, or actually, it's kind of funny. Did you watch Kendrick's performance?
Clips of it. I didn't watch the Super Bowl, no.
I didn't watch the Super Bowl, but I went on YouTube just so I could watch the performance. Because, you know, a lot of people are talking about it. Mm-hmm. And when I go on Facebook, so in the performance, you know how black bodies were set up as the American flag, right? So a lot of boomer fucking right-wing crazies were like, I love the nod to America. I couldn't understand what he was saying, but I love how patriotic it was, right? And it's
I saw them honks mad in their fucking Oakleys and jean shorts, mad. Like, yes. This is the worst fucking performance ever.
Kid Rock would have been, I've seen that. Kid Rock would have been so much better.
Please stop.
Stop it.
Stop it right now.
Fucking Kid Rock, spare me, bro. And then I saw the ones that were really mad. But, you know, I get that a rich celebrity is not going to lead the revolution. I get that. But art has always been revolutionary. And
yeah,
I think
for sure.
He did a really good job with his art.
Yeah, for sure. There was a lot of messaging. Like, if it went over your head, there's a lot of recaps. There was a lot of messaging going on simultaneously, and I thought that was really cool.
Yes,
and it was very well orchestrated,
very, very well done. And I will say, I love Serena Williams.
I do too.
Her hair was so fucking amazing.
Yeah, she looks so good, as always.
She looks so good.
And the fact that she's Drake's ex and he tried to insult her and shit. That was just a nice little cherry on top.
One thing, I only saw one person speak about this part of the performance. You know how he had on bell bottoms, mm-hmm. right? And for a dude like that to wear bell bottoms is like, you know, it's not his regular thing. But
flare jeans are in right now.
But there's a reason for the bell bottoms. Like he really, it was very meticulously all the details of this.
What'd they say about that?
So bell bottoms were originally worn by the Navy in the 1800s. And it was for utilitarian purposes. Like they were easier to roll up, easier to get off in the water, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, and then in the 60s, the hippies and the Vietnam War protesters took, you know, bell bottoms and wore them as a sign of like, fuck the establishment. It was kind of counterculture, mm-hmm. rebellion, fucking fuck you to the government.
Yeah.
And, you know, during the women's rights movement, the civil rights movement, Vietnam War, bell bottoms were huge. So that is where the bell bottoms.
Did he say that?
I saw something where that was mentioned when it was breaking down.
I think
everything.
A lot of speculation is like dragging it a little bit though, because like his $1 million chain, that's a lowercase A. They were like, oh my God, like that's for A minor for Drake and all this. And he released a statement today that was like, no, that's actually a logo for my company that I own.
Yeah, I saw.
So like, I get it. Like some people are trying to press like all of these.
I saw one where
the symbolism, but if unless he says it, you know,
I saw one where. Because his jacket said Gloria.
Mm-hmm.
Originally, it was, I guess they thought it was like a Florida Gator jacket, but it actually mm-hmm. said Gloria. And I saw someone that was breaking it down that said, and Gloria means glory in whatever language, and was saying that that meant something, but
he was
who
wearing
knows?
Certain designers, and flared pants are in right now. So I don't know if it was a political, you know, choice to wear those jeans, but that's cool if it was.
I think it would be awesome. If it was,
yeah,
a homage to fucking, I mean, it would make sense with the whole,
yeah,
fuck the establishment, fucking. I will say, I can't pronounce his name because I'm a stupid honky, homie that fucking held up the Free Sudan Gaza flag.
Mm-hmm.
There were reports that he got arrested. He didn't. He got detained on the side of the field.
Okay.
Questioned.
He did get tackled, which is a bit much, but okay.
And I saw an interview that he did where he was like, you know, it was my obligation. Like, I had to do that. And mm-hmm. He's a practicing Muslim. So he was like, you know, this means a lot to me that, you know, these countries are going through this. And,
yeah,
you know, it's not spoke about. And
people were really concerned wanting to know, did he smuggle that in or was that part of the plan? You know, but of course, they're not going to say that Mm-mm. so that Kendrick could get in any trouble. Mm-mm. So either way, I'm happy it was represented. It needed to be and it made it that much more beautiful.
Yeah.
Just another layer to add to that fucking glorious performance.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. Samuel Jackson being the character, you know, dressed up as Uncle Sam and kind of having that, yeah, having that same character, you know, a nod to that character that he played.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It was very well put together.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
So if you hated it and you think it was the worst, maybe you just don't get it. So look into everything online that's talking about it.
Or maybe you don't support the messaging and then that might be a problem.
Yeah, that could be it. All-Star is coming here. Did you know that? This weekend.
I think you mentioned it.
Yeah, it's time to get your ads up, ladies. Hoeing is upon us. Big money's gonna be in town.
What is All-Star? What game?
It's basketball, right?
I think.
Listen, I'm not gonna play like I know. So,
I'm not a sports fan.
All I know is that historically, wherever it is, there's money and there's men celebrating sports and wanting to spend money on hookers. Yes, and have fun. So
perfect. All-Star,
the way it was briefly explained to me is that they take the best players from each team, each area.
It's usually like three, every team, they take a few players. Yeah,
from selected teams, and then they have this All-Star game.
The Pro Bowl is like that.
They do it like big cities usually. This is the first time I've known of it being in the Bay Area.
It's usually, I've heard of it being in LA and shit.
Miami, maybe. I don't know, like big other cities. But now it's coming here. So
Where are they playing at?
You know, I don't know.
I'm wondering, San Francisco, Oakland.
I think it's San Francisco.
Probably.
Hold on, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
let's just act like we know what I'm talking about.
Because I know there's usually an All-Star baseball game. You know, they do the Pro Bowl. I think it's called the Pro Bowl for football. But I know the basketball one's always been like a big deal.
I think this is the first time it's ever been here.
Hmm.
I'm trying to see where. Where? No, this is LA.
I bet there's gonna be a lot of traffic.
Yeah, well, it's gonna be crazy. Where? Tell me, where is it gonna be played? Schedule of events? No. Jesus Christ. Oakland Arena.
Oh.
So it's like a big deal. So my message is for ladies of the evening of the early mornings and of the fucking the next afternoons.
Right.
Get your fucking heels ready, bitches, because it's going to be money out here. And one thing I do know is that a lot of, I'll just say, celebrities that are tired of the regular are looking for the unconventional. And I will say that. So keep that in mind. Promote that if you're into it, if you're open to it, it would be a good idea.
You know how a while back we were talking about how in the early 2000s and shit, everybody looked different, like different teeth, different hair, like different bone structure.
Oh, yeah, more variety.
Yeah, I was just reading an article that said that is individuality
is coming back.
Yes.
I hope so.
Yes.
I hope so, because we complained before about bitches all doing the same makeup style, bitches all doing the same hairstyles. Like, stand out a little bit, kind of be your own, try to, you know, be an individual.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
I do.
Just makes it more fun.
I just remember what it was like when everybody looked different, and I loved that.
Yeah.
And it wasn't so much pressure to be like an ideal something. I mean, there was always the fucking stupid body standards, but
yeah,
other than that, you know,
yeah,
whatevs.
So it's gonna be an interesting weekend. If you don't have a Valentine, there's some events, local events. I'll share some. Like, I know one of my friends is doing a party and another one of my friends is hosting it.
Nice.
Yeah, so there's a lot of shit to do this weekend. So there won't be no being at home, being sad and shit. Like, show up and have fun.
Definitely.
I was thinking of ways to grow our presence on YouTube and shit, because I don't be on there like that. I don't know anything about that. And
I don't either.
Peas.
I don't know either, guy. Jesus Christ.
You're doing baby talk.
Right. That's how I'm growing it.
So Peas was watching something and I was like, let me make a note of that. Should we fucking do that? What do we got to do?
We have to do toy reviews, bitch.
That? Really colorful. But she's scrolling and every fucking short or video she watched, I kid you not, it was like, subscribe and like and then scroll or you're gonna make me sad, I'm gonna start crying. And I said no. Like, from across the room, I was like, you don't have to subscribe to every fucking thing.
Oh my God.
So then she turns to me and she goes, they'll cry if I don't subscribe.
So I
if
have
I
to.
Don't thumbs up and subscribe, they'll cry. Oh. You don't be mean. I said, no, I'll take it away. You're not subscribing to 10,000 fucking, because I don't know if she's on my account or
oh
not.
Oh my God.
But she's just thumbs up.
She's on share, Hello Dysfunction account.
What the fuck are you doing? And I was like, every single one don't need to subscribe. Not every single one.
So we have to cry.
We have to say that now. Subscribe, thumbs up,
or we'll
share,
be sad.
Whatever, or we're going to cry. So do it.
Because I forget, when even when I'm live, I forget to do that, like share the
So you start saying that or you're going to cry. You're going to be sad. You're going to break my heart. Great. If you don't do it, you guys do it. And if you know any other ideas, tell us what the fuck do we do?
Yeah, because YouTube is very foreign.
It is. And I don't know. What do we have to do?
I don't know the algorithm. I don't know.
We have to start fucking dancing. What do we have to do to get some traction? Some, I don't know.
I do think, you know, going live more, because how many strangers kept hopping strangers on?
And I love it. So, they were funny strangers too.
They were. So I think I'll do that tomorrow.
I'll jump in on that too.
I'll go live on there tomorrow just for a little.
Test that
out. Let's see it.
Let's see if it works. If that works. Start doing that regularly.
Yeah. Because
we got to do something. My stomach is making so much noise.
I was on Patreon live earlier today. One of our listeners, Roman, his mom passed away.
We're so sorry about that.
I know. Fuck. It's so sad. Especially when you have a tumultuous relationship with a parent.
I think about all the time how I'm going to feel when mine die, because I'm very much separated.
And you know what I'm saying? Sucks, because no matter how fucked up they were to you, you still love
them. You're
going
to feel something. Yeah.
And it's so fucking stupid. Yeah. You know? And so I know he's really fucking heartbroken.
We love you so much.
Definitely. And I'm so, we're so sorry. That shit sucks.
I'm sorry.
Dead parent club.
That's funny, because the next note in my phone was I was going to put dad on the T app.
Oh my God. Let's see.
Let's just see. And I'd be like, he was really like pushy to stay with me. And like, he wanted to move in after the first
date. I heard he watches porn in the garage.
Stop. No, but what made me think of that is I was looking on there and I seen it's mostly white guys, and they all look very like rapey. They all look like what, summer cops. There's a lot of cops.
A lot
on
of
there.
Cops, a lot of firefighters.
Yes, what's happening? And they look scary.
You guys
scary.
Are cheaters.
There's a lot of scary looking people on there. And I was like, let me add my scary to the mix and just see what
it fits
we get.
Right in.
Richard, my dad. Who else are we going to add? And just see what we get. I don't know.
Lurch.
Yeah, Lurch. Right? Yeah.
But you know what? I do notice.
I was like, I see a theme, a pattern here.
A lot of fucking professionals.
Law enforcement.
And firefighters are fucking cheaters.
Yeah, big time.
And
lots of gym buff workout photos. And I'm like, I could have called that one. Like,
yeah, a dude I went to his senior prom with him in high school. His sister worked at the police station. And she was telling me, she said, 99% of these officers cheat on their wives.
And they all fuck the dispatchers. Like, this was confirmed before. It's it's a huge orgy. That's like a known, it's a known fucking thing. Oh, They're the biggest, horniest fucking of workplaces that you could have. So that, it doesn't shock me, but it's just like.
The firefighters everybody, too.
The firefighters kind of shocked me, but I get it. You guys are hot, like stripperish. I don't know.
They're like, you want to see my wiener?
You're like a lady's dream guy, I think.
Fucking
so
Carolyn and my grandma.
People probably just throw pussy at fucking paramedics and shit all the time.
I just remember Carolyn and my grandma every time. It didn't matter what they looked like.
It didn't
like.
Matter who was dying they, or who needed help.
They were in love with men that looked like Tom Selleck and Dennis Eckersley.
Mustache.
Like the feathered brown hair and
tight
the big
shirt.
Mustache. So anytime they saw a firefighter or a paramedic,
they're horny.
They were rapey. They would go hubba hubba. Oh, hubba.
Like, you're no good. You're no better than a man.
In front of them.
I'm no better than a man either, because I'd be feeling it. Like, they pull up in tight shirts and shit. And I'm like, you know what you're doing with them tattooed arms out. I'm laying on the floor crying, thinking I'm having a heart attack. And now I'm turned on because you're here.
Every time.
Send in the uglies. Don't
they're
you
always
come
at
in.
The grocery stores.
Yeah.
Always.
But like, you know, when I had, remember when I had heartburn, I thought I was having a heart attack. And
you
they
were like,
come,
you have to cut my shirt open.
Cut my pants off. They're too tight. It's making it worse. Cut off my bra. I'm like, send in the fucking uglies. What are y'all doing here? And I'm crying on the floor.
You're like, don't bring these ones
no,
in.
No, do not bring the hot ones.
Fuck. That's so fucked up.
Yes.
Your mascara's all running and shit.
Crying, sobbing, probably peed on myself. You know I'm extra dramatic. This is not how I want y'all to see me right now.
Oh, that's mm-mm. so fucking funny.
That was a horrible, not my best moment.
Yeah.
I finished my table.
It's so cute.
I had a Home Depot gift card that I got for Christmas that was burning a hole in my wallet. And I was like, fuck, I need to do this. And I will say that the medication I'm on has made me productive. I've been knocking shit out like every day. I've been chipping away at projects I wanted to do or just cleaning certain areas of the house or like, you know, certain things that I've been putting off forever. I'm tackling it every
day. That's great.
Which is great. So I went one night. It was like a really rainy night. And where did I go? I was in Concord for something. And I was on my way back and I was like, let me just stop at Home Depot real quick and see if they have what I need. I went in there like a big girl. On the website, I told you how it shows the location in the store, like what aisle the shit is on.
Yeah.
So I grabbed everything I needed. And then like 2 days later, I did it. And Pease was so fucking scared.
Was she?
She came out of the room because I was in like the kitchen area doing it. And I had it standing and like she came over and like froze and didn't say a word. And then her face was like instantly teary eyed and was about to start crying. And I was like, it's just a table. It's just a table. I just made it. It's a table. You don't have to cry. And she was like, what is it? I don't like it. I don't like it. And then Bunny came out and was like, what the fuck? So I've noticed there's really a divide. Either you love it or you fucking hate it. And I posted it and people really don't have a problem telling me how much they hate it.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, but I still like made it. That. I still made it. So like, let's be cool on that. You know,
I love it. And I remember we saw something similar, not exactly like that mm-hmm. years ago. And you were like, I love this.
There was two actually on Facebook not too long ago, but they were like really short, like footstools that this lady had made. And they had on like running shoes and athletic socks up to the knees. And they were so cute. But and she was selling them, both of them as a pair. And I didn't get them in time on Marketplace. Mm. And I was so pissed at myself. But I remember, like, I know I have a friend that has one, a different type, but it's like same idea. And I remember growing up, people having them on their porch to like put plants on, mm-hmm. but they were always made with cowboy boots and people would pour cement in the boots and then mount like legs in them like that. Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing them, like somebody I know, like their mom had one on the porch with cowboy boots. And I always remember thinking that's like creepy and cool. And so when I seen those on Marketplace, I was like, I know exactly what I'll do. So I had a lot of like prototypes that I studied like before I made this. But what's different about mine is that I can change the outfits in the shoes.
Yeah, you?
So it's made in a way that it's not permanent. The other ones are all permanent. And
like we wear different outfits.
I was like, I'm revising that so that I can change the fucking clothes.
Okay,
so,
that's cool.
Yeah, I'm excited to change its clothes.
But are you going to make them and sell them or are you just going to make it and keep it?
I don't know. If somebody wanted one, I would make another one. That would be fun.
I love it.
Yeah, it's, I love
it. Is Pease still scared of it?
Not anymore. Oh, no, but even Snickers was like, what the fuck? Like, what are you in here doing? But yeah, I love it.
I do too.
But guys, like not too much on telling people how ugly or freaky or how much you absolutely hate something is. I had a couple people that are like friends that did that. And I was like, I don't know. If you know I made something, don't fucking say that.
You could be like, not my jam, but dude, that's dope. But keep it to yourself. You put your fucking
or don't say shit.
Effort. Right.
Another thing I have a problem with is me doing something and people wanting to congratulate me or like thumbs up even or whatever, like it in the DMs. But you can't support my post and say that you like it or say whatever you're saying in a comment on my post.
Yeah.
To show that I have some support from you. But you'll put it in my DM. Mm-hmm.
Secret support.
I don't like that. You're not going to get a reply from me. I don't like that.
No, I agree.
You don't want people to see you liking my shit or what? I don't know. That's how I take it. So don't fucking do it.
I don't like that.
I don't either.
You fucking tell everybody how great
you,
I am.
You like my shit loudly or not at all.
No,
you know?
For real.
Don't secretly like my shit. I don't like that.
comes across
very rude.
Not a friend.
Coca-Cola, we already were like, steal it, you know, don't support them, fucking steal it. Yeah. But did you see what they did with ICE?
I did, but I can't remember. I just know that fucking I'll never buy another Coca-Cola product.
They fucking,
I mean, I haven't anyways. I've been stealing it for over a year.
They fucking rounded up their undocumented employees, lied, and got them all in a room and were like at like whatever multiple locations and were saying they were having like a meeting to go over something and then turn them over to ICE.
But y'all had them working for your company.
And you knew they were undocumented when you hired them. So it was okay then.
Well, are they giving rewards?
I don't know if companies get the rewards. They are giving rewards, but is it like worthy of turning on your fucking employee, your former employee? Like, I don't know. Just a human? Like, is it really?
Oh my God.
It's the dirtiest shit. It's really the dirtiest shit. And I, you know, I drink Coke. I don't drink Pepsi, but same. I will forever steal that shit.
Oh no, I haven't bought it in fucking, it's mm-mm. been over a year.
Mm-mm. But that's just the dirtiest shit. Like, that's what we're doing now.
I don't even want to drink it now.
Yeah.
Dr. Pepper, yep. Root beer it is.
Yeah. Store brand. I don't fucking know.
Oh that my shit is fucking fucked up. God.
Yeah. Rounded them up with lies and then turned them over to ICE.
That's so devastating, dude. Mm-hmm. Did you see the white boy that got arrested?
Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm leave not it fucking to a
horny
that.
Man.
Of course. Of bro. Course. Talking about he's trying to free thick Latinas.
You better be trying to free their family and friends, too,
whoever. Thick men, too. Not right. just thick women. Horny. Right.
I was like, leave it to a horny man, though.
Is that real? Was it a joke?
It was real.
I saw it everywhere. So I'm like, is this real or is this mm-hmm. fucking... a joke. If I don't get this hangnail, I'm gonna fucking cancel everything. Irv Gotti died. Did you see that?
No.
He died the other day. He was only like 54.
I did see that.
So he's the one of the CEOs founding, him and his brother started Murder, Inc., mm-hmm. which was like Ja Rule, Ashanti, like played a huge, you know, part in music in the early 2000s, like late 90s, early 2000s. They made so much great music that I still love to this day. He had like a stroke. I don't know. He passed away really young, 54 or something. Yeah,
health problems.
But what I was most shocked about is that he's Filipino.
What?
Hello? Where have we been?
He's Filipino?
Yes.
No.
He's a quarter Filipino, but he's Filipino. That's and a lot crazy. Of people are posting him like Filipino music mogul, music, whatever. And what? I said Filipino?
I never knew that.
All these secret Filipinos popping up.
I never knew that.
What the fuck? I never fucking knew that. Never knew that.
That's crazy.
And because he's like New York, like there's not a lot of,
yeah.
I feel like, you know, known Filipino. I don't know. Bruno Mars. I was surprised he was Filipino too. Another That's secret crazy. Filipino. Danny Brown. Another.
Is he?
Quarter Filipino. Yes.
Wow.
All these secret Filipinos be in the cuts.
That's crazy.
Mark's like, duh.
We're cool.
Fucking duh. Yeah, I was shocked. That part shocked me.
Damn. Yeah, he was really young.
Yeah. Wasn't the greatest person. I mean, he did have some pervy comments he made in regards to women and stuff, but who hasn't? Gross. I don't know. Men.
Yeah.
We're not asking for your input. At all.
He's like, yeah, he's disgusting.
We don't need your commentary. Thank you.
I don't even know what cat that is.
Watermelons will give you a positive pregnancy test.
Huh?
I'm just going to say this. If you wanted to get some coins out of somebody, I had people wanting to buy my pregnancy test when I was pregnant.
You did.
They were like, let me buy a couple positive ones. They wanted them for evil. And at the time, I was like, no, don't do that. But now I'm like, get your money, girl.
Who cares?
Who cares? Not my
business. Not my business.
But if you stick a fucking Clear Blue Easy or whatever they're called in a watermelon, it will test positive.
Why? Does it say why?
I don't know the science. I just know it works. I saw some people online, multiple people do it.
I wonder what in the watermelon.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it's the HCG, right? That causes the pregnancy test to.
I don't know, girl. Don't
start. The level of it, right? I think so.
P. I don't know. It's P. It's usually you test the P, and if there's proteins or something in it, I'm making shit up. You I don't are. Fucking know.
Because I believe it's the fucking. Hold on. Let me see. Do pregnancy test. Because now I want to. Yes. Pregnancy tests detect levels of the human.
Growth hormone?
Yes. Hmm. HCG in your blood or urine. So.
There's human growth hormone in watermelons.
That's crazy.
A lot of it?
Let's see.
Is there. Why is there hormones in watermelons?
Very odd, right?
Yeah.
So, this says there's no, obviously, HCG.
Well, maybe there's something else that's why? Tripping the test.
Yeah, I'm going to say why.
Why do
clear blueies?
Why do watermelons test positive for pregnancy?
I'm gonna see, cause I'm curious. That's fucking crazy. Okay, wait.
You got it.
A clear blue. Pregnancy tests can appear positive when placed in watermelon because watermelon contains a naturally occurring substance called plant HCG, which can trigger a faint positive result on the test strip, mimicking the reaction to human chorionic, I'm not saying that word, the HCG hormone detected in pregnancy. That's crazy.
Look at that, girls. Don't say I ain't never gave you nothing.
Right. Happy Valentine's Day.
Tip us. When you get your bag for it, tip us.
That's fucking crazy.
Interesting, right?
I'm going to fucking make a bunch and sell them.
Just, I was like, make them for Mark. Just lay one on his computer and don't say shit and leave and go to work for the day.
Can you imagine?
Just lay it on the table. Oh, my God. We're going to have some fun with that.
Oh, man. We're sending them out to everybody for Valentine's. It's your Valentine. Everybody's getting one.
So, remember Silk Road?
Yeah.
So on the dark web, there was this huge marketplace called Silk Road. Yep. You could buy various drugs, guns,
anything,
kids, whatever the fuck you wanted, really, on this like encrypted, anonymous marketplace. The owner, I don't know if you know this, he got arrested. You know, it got taken down. He got like what's equivalent to like two life sentences.
Yeah, I thought his sentence was like way too much.
But of course, they don't
play. And he was young.
Yeah, but I think it's because they weren't getting their cut and like, you know.
Of course.
But he got what was equivalent to two life sentences. So he recently was pardoned. I think Trump pardoned him. He did.
Was it Trump?
That was one of the people that pardoned him and he fucking, that was one of the people that was who pardoned him. And, since he's been pardoned, a $600 million Bitcoin wallet that was inactive ever since he got arrested has now gone back active. All these years it's been untouched. Now, all of a sudden, it's been activated and cashed out. And a lot of people are saying they think that either he paid that money, probably to Trump, to get out, or to someone else. And now, like, you know, somehow he was able to lobby to get out using that. Because for it sure. was like, I guess they were watching it for all these years. Like, who does it belong to? It's a mystery, all this shit. And then, you know, now all of a sudden he's out and it's been cashed out.
That's fucking
so
crazy.
If all this time you didn't touch it, why would you suddenly touch it like right when he gets out?
Right.
You know, so it's interesting. But if you look into that, it's like fucking crazy, crazy story.
Criminals.
Yeah. Criminals helping each other. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours for $600 million.
But they're like, don't you dare commit a crime.
Yep. I'm like, just make another Silk Road and be smarter about it this time.
First, I was the just way thinking he got
busted was so fucking dumb.
Stupid.
Like, he had something, some backup or something traced to his fucking email address. That was the way he got traced and account convicted.
Recovery.
Yeah, his it was own like, email. Yeah, that's what it was. Yes. And so it's like, fuck, you got to be smarter. Idiot. Something really small that like cost him everything.
Yeah. Because shit, he made a lot of fucking money on yeah. that shit. A lot.
Yeah, I'm mad that I found out about it after it was already gone, you know?
Yep. Yeah, there was a... Yeah. You could literally buy anything on there. And shit, have it shipped or delivered, too, which yep. was crazy.
Yep. Maybe they'll make another one smarter this time.
Yeah.
So, last week, I found out that basically everyone in my white family died of heart issues, so that's great news for me. I have been answering on questionnaires and shit. Nope. No history. No history of heart issues. I think my grandma did. That's it. My maternal grandma, I think she had like high blood pressure I know of and a heart issue. That's what she died of. Like, I think it was a massive heart attack. Mm-hmm. And I tell doctors all the time, no, apparently it was her mother, her brother, her grandmother, her grandfather. It's like everybody on my fucking that side.
What?
My aunt let me know that. And I was like, that's great news for me. I didn't know that.
Holy shit.
But I eat really well. I have dangerously low
Same.
Blood pressure.
Yeah,
I hope do. That helps me a little bit as far as heart
issues.
Well,
we all have cancer on both sides. So
really?
Yeah, I'm going out with some kind of cancer.
Oh, we ain't had no cancer. I think.
With hell of
Actually,
on both
I take
sides.
That back. One of my aunts had cancer on my dad's side. But other than that, I don't really know. I know there was like some dementia and shit on my dad's side. Yeah, do your fucking...
It's good to know your family fucking yeah, genetics and what, family history.
It made me paranoid all weekend.
Did it?
Ever since I found out, I was like, fuck. Because she was telling me like, let the doctors know that because they might have you start taking a certain medication as a preventative thing. Mm. And it's a good thing to do. And... she was telling me she had a little bit of a scare of something. And so for me to just, you know, mention it, I'm like, I don't have a doctor. I have an ER that I like, but I'll let them know, I guess next time
I have a hot fireman I call
that I have come pick me up sometimes when I'm in Richmond. I don't know. Next time I have surgery, maybe I'll tell them, maybe I won't. I don't know. I really don't know.
Oh my God.
But that was awful news to find out.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's scary news.
Yeah.
Yeah. My aunt was like, no, actually it was everyone. And I'm like, wait, what?
Oh my
God. And she starts naming off people. And I'm like, oh, I was unaware.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Fuck. So there's that.
Yeah, no, ours is cancer. Like everybody. Great. My grandma, my grandpa on my dad's side, my grandpa's mother, my grandpa's dad died of a heart attack. But my Aunt Edith, and then on my mom's side, both her parents, cancer, like everybody's cancer. And it's like lung cancer, pancreatic cancer, colon cancer.
A variety of cancers.
Yes.
I don't like that.
It's a whole hodgepodge.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, that. I had the girls come over here like Friday night, I think it was. And I was like, maybe I'll go out. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll do it. You know what I did? I brought them over here and I was like, I need a fucking break. Let me do something. I cleaned my room. My room had been like tornado hit it for months.
Mine.
Like bad, like just toys and yeah. like piles of shit everywhere. Do you know I cleaned my whole fucking room from top to bottom in like 45 minutes?
Damn.
43 minutes. And I laid on my bed and I was like, I've been putting that off for so fucking long. And it didn't even take me an hour to do it. Like, I was pissed off, but also proud of myself. And I notice I'm way more motivated to do shit when they're not there. When they're in the house, yeah. it like makes me feel like I can't do things. Yeah. I can't get anything done, like just myself. And they could not even be bothering me. They could be in the next room. But for some reason, like just with them there, I can't fucking do anything. So they got to get out more often.
Bring them here. It was really nice yeah. having all the kids here.
Yeah.
I so love having all of them.
I was happy to get that done. Very proud of myself.
Good job. Mm-hmm. So your house is all nice.
Yeah. Everything's
looking good. I need to do good. That here.
Yeah. It feels so good once it's done, you know?
Definitely. Because with like in every room, there's something that needs to be done. Yeah. And it feels so overwhelming.
If you just chip away at it, like do one room at a time, it feels so good.
Yeah. Once I get used to this dosage and he increases it to what he wants it at, where yeah. I can be fucking actually productive, I'm hoping to, you know, make a difference.
Yeah.
Seriously, though.
I hope so, because when you were on medicine before, you cleaned the garage, and that was weird.
Yeah.
So you just need that again, whatever that was. What dose was that, 30 milligrams?
Mm-hmm. I think it was 30 milligrams Adderall.
That's what you need. You were calm. You cleaned the whole fucking garage. It's nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely. So mm-hmm. I'm excited. I'm envious. I want a clean fucking house.
There's an economic blackout.
Yep.
I'm always down to participate in those. You can always count on me to withhold my spending power. Mm-hmm. Don't buy shit unless it's from a small business. Do
What's
not buy
the date?
February 28th. So the last day of the month. Do not buy gas. Do not definitely no Target, no fucking Amazon, no none of the
shouldn't be a Target, no way.
Greedy scumbags, but try not to buy anything at all. At
do it all the day before.
Yeah. February 28th.
Yep. I'm going to have to stock up on cigarettes and fucking.
Yeah, don't buy shit that day.
No, no. I hope they feel it. I hope enough people participate that, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It's felt.
I always hope that, like, they do. It does something, makes some kind of impact. Maybe if we all share that, you know, on your social media.
We really do have the power. The problem is people are fucking weak.
Yeah, and people don't play along with what they should. Yep. Show up when you should. Like, fuck.
Because they count on everybody else to do it. And if you have everybody thinking like that, you know what I mean? Nobody's doing shit.
Yep.
Fucked up.
All right. We got some write-ins. Do you have anything else before we get to write-ins?
No, no, no. I have write-ins, though.
Okay.
I'm a little bit of a boring girl this week.
Boring? Or born?
Boring.
You know, you don't know how to say words. It sounded like born.
Fuck you.
Okay, I have one. I hope this is the right place to put this.
Nope.
I hope it is too. This is my first time watching the video for an episode. I've always felt this friendship for you both, but I guess I have never thought to watch for whatever reason. See, we're trying to stop that. Please watch. Do a thumbs up so we don't cry.
Yes.
And subscribe.
If you don't guys, want us sad.
Unless you want us to cry, please go and watch. Okay. I recently got one of those little walking pads. I love those. I don't have one, but I really think they're cute and good. And decided to watch to pass the time on it quicker. Once I saw the two of you, I was like, oh, hell yeah, we'd be friends. Hopefully that doesn't sound creepy. I just wanted to write in. This is my first time to express appreciation for you two. You guys keep me company in the car, sometimes even with my toddler, and then y'all start saying something wild, as you do, which I love, and I immediately regret it. I am a therapist. Okay.
Love it.
And I love the way you speak so candidly about mental health and sex work. Keep doing what you're doing, besties. Angela.
Oh, we love you,
Thank
Angela.
Thank you, Angela.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're totally friends.
We are friends. And all I love us. That you watched us while you were on your walking pad. Stevie told me she wanted to get one. And I was like, I like that. I think they're the coolest thing. Like, I always wanted a treadmill.
Yeah, but she says that. And then she busts it out and shows me and Bunny. And it's a full-ass treadmill.
Does she have it?
No.
Oh.
A photo. And me and Bunny start.
It wasn't a walking pad?
No, me and Bunny are cracking up. We're like, dude, we thought you meant like the walking pad, not a full-on treadmill.
Oh, no. She has to get a walking pad.
It folds. It's one of the ones that are like.
It folds in half.
Very simple. But,
yeah, yeah.
You know, but I was just thinking just the bottom part.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah. No. Well, they sell them like that. Maybe she should get that unless she needs better balance or something.
Dude, we got. You want to read this really, really long one?
Yeah, I'll read it in a second.
Okay.
Let me work my way up.
I have, well, here.
I have one.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, ladies. I've been a longtime listener since the mid-20s episodes. And as a birthday gift to myself today, February 6th, I decided to subscribe to you guys on Patreon. I'm horrible at communicating on social media because I feel like what I type out gets misunderstood, but I felt like it was necessary to express my gratitude towards y'all for getting me through some tough times. Coincidentally enough, on the days I felt the most alone and felt like nobody could understand what I'm going through, you guys would talk about it all and everything in between with the situations I've been through. I love that. Mm-hmm. Thank you again for creating this beautiful, hilarious, dysfunctional family. Cheers to the 30s and up, 31. And that's from Juliet. Happy birthday, Juliet. And thank you so much for that writing.
Happy birthday and welcome to your 30s.
And welcome to your dysfunctional family.
Yes. I love it. Happy birthday.
We had a surgeon reach out.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I have, hi, ladies.
Don't cut me off. I was going to say that's really cool that a surgeon, a local surgeon, had wrote out to talk to us about facelifts and, let us know if there's any tips or any recommendations you could make to us, any good products you would recommend or anything. I do have questions.
You're all any good scalpels?
To pick at your brain. Any good? No, I mean, sometimes there's fucking creams or something they can recommend. Like, they're a surgeon. Okay.
Hi, ladies. Looking for advice about my younger sister. She's 23 and very smart, but also immature, because 23. She keeps getting with these dudes who are divorced dads in their 40s, which makes me want to throw up.
Daddy issues.
I know she's an adult, but I too dated older men when I was younger, and I know those losers are predatory and only with her because she doesn't know any better and thinks she's mature. Anyway, am I overreacting?
Yes.
Her current boyfriend I have no interest in meeting, having over for family shit, etc. Because what the fuck are you doing? Go be with your kids. I said it's borderline pedo to be in your mid-40s and prey on someone who's 23. And she got mad, but like, bro, what the fuck do you have in common? Any advice is appreciated. Love the show. Free Palestine.
I mean, that is like...
It is gross.
You got to let, I don't know, because then I think about it if it's my own kids and I'm going to like threaten their life. So
you think about it, 23 and mid 40s, that's fucking twice their age.
That's old enough to be their fucking parents easily.
It's not like 35 and 55.
Right. What do you have in common?
Nothing.
35 and 55 would be reasonable.
Yes.
When you get to like 20s, what are you doing? You have nothing to talk about.
I'm sorry, but 23 is still a child.
Wet behind the ears child.
That's a baby.
Yes, it is.
It's not a full grown woman. And you know exactly why. He's fucking getting his rocks off. You know, he's like fucking young.
He pulled
hot
a 23 year old. He's juiced.
I'm molding this broad
to what I want.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Part of me wants to be like, you got to let her find out for herself. But then it's like, you don't want that for someone you love.
Yeah. What if they get married and fucking, oh God.
Don't say that.
Mm-mm. Dude, put this on for her. Tell her.
Yeah.
Been there. We've been there.
We've been there. And I could see wanting someone older so that you feel some type of security and you feel like you're being taken care of. I mean, I get like maybe... what could be a positive about it, but I don't know. You're just so young at that age.
They know what they're, listen, to, here's the thing. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yeah.
They do. And they know exactly what they're doing.
So you
doing.
Have to just understand what it is.
Bang them if you want, but listen.
Let them buy you shit.
Yeah.
Bang them. Keep it at that.
Don't get serious because it's just, trust me. It's just not it. It's not.
Mm-mm.
And they're going to have the upper hand, typically.
Yeah.
You don't want that power dynamic.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be the upper hand.
Yeah, it's gross.
Fuck. Let us know how it goes.
Yeah.
Curious.
Wait a minute. I don't think we ever... Did we read about... Fuck. You know, I'm good for rereading write-ins. Did we read this one about a lie they told in the second grade? I don't think so.
No, I don't think we did.
Okay.
We most both might be fucking.
Well, we'll give it a shot. Slow. Let's see. Hello, ladies. I've been listening to you guys since December 2018.
Oh, I love it.
And I feel like you have raised me. I'm 23.
We have.
And you better not be dating a 44-year-old.
At all.
Someone else wrote in saying she's been listening since she was 15, and I agreed with everything she said, from learning from your mistakes and implementing life lessons every day. Anyways, the reason I'm writing in is to tell you a lie I told when I was in the second grade. We were learning about safety and stranger danger in class. My teacher told us to make a secret word with our family so that if anyone comes to pick us up, uncle, aunt, neighbor, etc., the idea is they should know the secret word so you don't get kidnapped. The same teacher would give you a mini pylon. What's a pylon?
I don't know.
A mini pylon for your desk when you said something smart, good, or contributed to the class in some type of way. Or something like that. So a few weeks after she had us create a secret word, out of nowhere and unprovoked, I raised my hand and said, yesterday, my neighbor tried to take me from the playground and put me into his car. He didn't know the secret word, so I kicked him and ran behind a tree. She was fucking lying. My 7-year-old self was expecting to get a pylon for my contribution to the class. Instead, the cops. No, I'm making shit up. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
For my contribution to the class. I had never been given the pylon and really wanted it on my desk. So naturally, I came up with that lie, expecting what I had just said was groundbreaking, all for the pylon. The teacher called my mom. Later that night, my mom asked if that really happened. And I said, it was just a dream, right? And no, the mom said, and it was just a dream, right? Trying to gaslight me into thinking it was a dream so I would tell my teacher it didn't actually happen. I said, yes, it was just a dream. To this day, it still cracks me up because I look on that because the look on that poor teacher's face was so funny. She looked so concerned. None of it happened. I went to and from school on the bus, so I was never in the playground after school. Also, I got a big girl job as a nurse and placed my gym membership on pause so I can finally join Patreon.
Oh,
thank you.
That's so big.
Anyways, I love you girls. This platform is like nothing else, and I'm so excited to binge the Patreon episodes.
Ugh.
P.S. You both look so beautiful, and Pat, you did a great job on your hair. Thank you so much.
We love you.
And I love your lie you told.
And good shit on your big girl job.
Yes, we're proud of you.
But please tell us what the fuck a pylon is, because
now I want to know.
I went
now
to Google.
I want one right here.
And I said, what is a pylon? And it said, one, a tower used for carrying power lines high above the ground. I hope that's not the...
What's a pylon?
Then it says, a tower or post marking a path for light aircraft, cars, or other vehicles. Then it says, a monumental gateway to an ancient Egyptian temple.
That's what it was. It was that.
Then...
These are very random, like
a structure on the wing of an aircraft used for carrying an engine, weapon, fuel tank.
What is a pylon? Is there an image? Can you click images? Jesus Christ. What is a pylon?
Bitch, that.
Oh, it's that fucking that holds the power lines. It has to be like a trophy or something.
Yeah, tell us.
Or is autocorrect doing something weird?
And it's spelled P-Y-L-O-N?
Yeah, and it's spelled the same throughout. So we need to know what a pylon is because I deserve one on my side of the table.
And then here's the Egyptian pylon.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, like
that wouldn't be on the kids' desk.
No.
I want to know. Tell us.
Because I want to know what it is. Especially if it's like, she's telling big fucking kidnap lies to get one.
I know. I've been like, he took his pants off and he tried to fucking take me and he didn't know the safe word and I was smart.
And I bit his wiener off.
And I ran and I bit it off and I ran. I respect that lie.
Like the real hero.
Right.
My God.
I respect it.
Can you imagine getting a call from the teacher talking about, did you know somebody tried to kidnap Bunny?
And my parents go and try to kill the fucking neighbors. Could you imagine Jimbo getting a phone call?
Bitch.
And my neighbor's dead with his throat slit?
No.
Could you imagine that? Because I can. And then I'm in big trouble.
You done got the whole neighborhood sliced up.
I couldn't play them games.
All right. You want to read this one?
Yeah.
Okay. It's like four slides.
Okay. These are screenshots or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
It starts like that. It just says hi and then that.
Okay. This is an urgent write-in, so let's get to it. I'm a horny Scorpio. Gross. Great. Writing in because 2025 has been a shit show already and my therapist broke up with me.
Oh, no.
He was a white man anyways. Bye, bitch. I'm listening to Indian Sex Chat right now and can relate about the obsession from former childhood friends came from nothing and shining on their bitch asses. I can relate to Crystal's dad sliding on his belly screaming about China.
Oh my God.
I love that. Growing up, I always had to protect my mom and was grateful for people who wouldn't make her outbursts a big deal, laughing my ass off. Just like Crystal, my stories are all over the place, so please bear with me.
All right. Love it.
That's what I'm most attracted to. Fucking ADHD people. You fucking are. All over. I don't know what.
You're a magnet.
I don't get it. That's like, I can name 10 friends that are like heavy ADHD.
Yeah.
And most are white women. I don't know what, and online, all my faves are fucking
ADHD. What's white happening? Women.
Yeah. All right. Other than the slow, sick ending of the world, my family and community has been going through it. I want to ask for support from my friend and advice and support with my mother. I will begin with my friend. Trigger warning, DV.
Ugh.
On January 2nd, 2025, she was violently attacked by her baby daddy. He shot her 9 times.
Oh, my God.
And unalived himself in attempts to harm the baby. But my friend, his amazing mother, protected him, and baby was only grazed on the arm.
Oh, wow.
Thankfully, wait, I'm confused. Hold on. He shot her and unalived himself in attempts to harm the baby, but my friend... Oh, his amazing... Oh, okay.
The baby.
Yeah. All right. Thankfully, by the grace of God, she survived, and the baby is physically Holy fine shit. With some scarring. It's not a good way to start the year. No, I'm but glad it was he's not gone.
Her time.
No, and I'm glad he's out of here.
Yeah.
She has survived, but there are obviously physical challenges and financial burdens and tolls that come with this tragedy. Is there any way possible you're able to spread her GoFundMe link or donate to my Zelle, preferably? We can probably share a link. Definitely. Send us details. I'm only asking for Zelle due to the government pocket watching asses. They review the GoFundMe links when deciding how much to compensate victims of violent crimes.
That's really fucked up.
Victims of violent crimes tracking fundraising.
They're like, you got 40 grand, so we're not giving you anything.
We're only going to give you 1,500. No, bitch.
So fucked up.
Oh, my fucking God. I already don't like that GoFundMe takes a huge chunk.
They do.
You're a dirty bitch.
They do.
And they say it's for processing payments or whatever. You're a dirty, greedy bitch.
You're rich.
Okay.
God damn.
However, if people are more comfortable with the link, that is understandable. I will attach the info link and the news clip along with a picture of the beautiful son and mother so that you see this is a real current issue in my community and I'm humbly asking for help. We will definitely spread that. Yeah. The immediate family is already going through a lot and I would love to help support them. They don't know I'm writing this. Mm. Moving on to my mother. Yay, not LOL. We can totally relate to that. She is currently houseless and has physical and mental issues. I'm sorry. She's been pretty much unstable my whole life growing up. We lived in rooms, small studios, if we were lucky, and other people's houses, living rooms, shelters, etc. I never felt like I had a home. And with all the responsibilities, she could never really find her way. And I am in my 30s now. It's absolutely so hard to watch. And I envy people's normalness of having a fit mother. Don't get me wrong. She was not the worst mother. She definitely kept me away from creeps. But her overprotection was to assist her solely. And I was burdened with her emotional outbursts, failed relationships, DV, and me taking care of my siblings physically, emotionally, and financially has always been a lot on me.
I bet.
I finally had my own place for the past couple years, not renting rooms, couch surfing, and it took me so long to get used to because I never felt like I was home. I am safe. I am healthy. I am housed. I am clothed. And in my life, I have never asked her once for anything, nor has it been given to me. But she demands I honor her in ways she will never be able to provide, and never truly has. I feel like I can't even enjoy my accomplishments because I'm always worried about her well-being. God, I'm so sorry that you're fucking dealing with that.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. I had to take a step back from her because it was costing me my mental sanity and another bill to my expenses. When she's unwell, she spirals and creates a false sense of urgency for me, and I tend to spiral in my own ways by drinking and lashing out. I do want to help her, but I self-recognized that I needed space apart to rewire my brain, because even through me helping her, I would do it with such a bad attitude and resentment, even cursing her out because I'm tired of helping her and feel unseen, uncared for, and having a lot of wounds reopened when I enable her.
Yep.
She's not on drugs. She just has mental health that prevents her from following through on her tasks. She doesn't even drink. Girl can smoke for sure, though. Thankfully, that helps with her spirals sometimes, laughing my ass off. It's very tricky because she's coherent, but not, and she looks okay and speaks well, but when it's one-on-one with me, she dishevels it all and has manic episodes. She also refuses to accept that she has a mental disorder, but it's apparent throughout my life. She can't even help herself. She just always has that mental block and trauma. I didn't want to feel that resentful and angry. I didn't want to feel that resentful and angry anymore, so I completely cut her off and feared what might happen if I did. However, I knew if I really wanted to help her one day, I would have to control my reactions and triggers about her inability. She's told people she's moving to Japan. Helicopters follow us. She was almost a millionaire. She has a thriving business, and she has multiple personalities and Instagrams to prove it all. Oh my God. I've always tried to just ignore and disassociate when people ask me about her posting or outbursts in person. I would simply state, ask her, or she's fine. In reality, I was just drowning myself in shame and embarrassment. I had to save face for myself and her because for her and my siblings, I'm the oldest. Mm. Now that my siblings are old enough to see and understand, it's wrecking them. And I try to remind them, don't plan around her. They need to live their lives. They're amazing young adults. I just took them to Europe last summer and Disneyland. They truly are my heart. Mm. That's sweet. It's really confusing being the eldest and having some level of success and helping them, but I'm not their mom and it sucks. She isn't present. And I know she resents me for the relationship I have with them. Even my sister jokingly calls me mom, but I know she's yearning for our mom just like I have.
Damn.
The only reason I'm stepping back in is because my brother saw her yesterday and called me crying. She's slowly decomposing and unwell. Hearing him weep like that did something to me. So me being me, she's at my house now and getting some rest and washing up. I also asked my friends to help me get her some new undergarments and watching homeless TikTok for any kind of hacks to make her Prius more comfortable.
Her Prius, probably her car.
Oh, okay. I acted like that was a new word that I never heard before.
Pylon Prius.
To make her pylon more comfortable. But this can't last forever and be placed on me again. No, it cannot.
No.
Anyways, I've gone all over the place and there's so many more things I want to say about her, but I'm starting to get sad. The advice I'm seeking is, what should I do? The one thing I have never done is actually go with her to her appointments for assistance and wellness.
Yep.
In my mind, I've done everything alone. If I don't need my mom, why should she need me, type of thing. But I'm older and have more clarity now, and I truly think she can't help herself and advocate properly as she goes into tangents that she's some big executive to the social workers and doesn't follow through from what I have physically seen her do.
Fuck.
Crystal, as a caregiver, I know you understand, but I also have that Maria side of me, like, girl, bye. I resonate so much when you speak about your mom, Maria. It's very conflicting and confusing. So being the family manager is a hell I wish on nobody, for real.
Yep.
Do you think I should make the time to assist her? I feel like that's the last effort I can actually put forth, and knowing that I did absolutely everything I can for her, maybe just connecting her with a social worker could help. Or are there any listeners that can intake an almost senior client? I've never turned my back on my irregular family, but these 6 months to focus on myself have been such a gift and treasure that I don't want to end. I don't want my mom to fall off again, but I just don't know anymore. I did compile some resources and remembered the services you mentioned in Sonoma. That would be a great place for her to rest during the day. So I'm getting a massive list to call resources ready, but any other leads would be greatly appreciated. Thanks, ladies, for your help and normalization of the fucked up shit we go through that people don't talk about or forget on their way up. Below is the GoFundMe Zelle info, my IG handle, and a picture of my friend and her son. If anyone wants to help support my mother too, that would be beautiful. That would be helpful for me. What is my brain doing? That would be beautiful for me, as I'm only one person. Maybe gift cards, Visa gift cards instead of cash. She also smokes weed, so to help calm her down and help with seizures. So any donations would be accepted. San Francisco area. Thank you so much. Please reach out to me if you have any questions or concerns. And thank you, HD family, for listening and supporting. Sincerely, the horniest Scorpio.
Oh, Jesus.
Brianna.
You.
Thank you, Brianna. We will share that info.
I wouldn't just, so to start with your mom, I wouldn't start with getting donations from people and things like that. Your best bet is going to be.
It will turn into enabling.
Especially because she's at your home because your brother called you crying. So you care about your siblings. I would make her a doctor's appointment. I would go to the doctor's appointment with her. I would be 1,000% honest with the doctor.
In front of her.
Yes.
Like, we're not finna play this corporate executive delusion that you keep pulling out of your purse every time you get here.
And if she can't, if she's not stable enough to even provide her own shelter, there's gotta be halfway houses, homes, things like that. Like,
community resources.
Yes. And, you know, from what I saw regarding the houseless community in Sonoma, they have some pretty cool fucking programs.
And you know she would qualify for it. So that's a good thing that there are resources available.
Yeah.
I would not hand her gift cards and shit like that. That's just like prolonging what needs to happen. Absolutely. You know, that's like getting her out of your hair in the meantime.
But she's going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you said you're a little like Maria, but I can tell you really love your siblings and they are struggling with what's happening with your mom. I would absolutely.
And you also want to feel that you did try everything. Because if she's something, God forbid, if something happens.
The guilt.
Yeah. You don't want to be like, I should have, or I thought about it and didn't do it.
Right.
So definitely take her to some appointments. See about resources. Santa Rosa, weren't you talking about?
Yeah. Sonoma County. Mm-hmm. Yep. Santa Rosa had some really good shit.
Try not to feel guilty about having her out of your space. Like, you deserve to have that independence and your own home and feel secure. I know what that feels like not feeling stable in a home of your own and not wanting to decorate because you feel like you might have to move soon and shit like that. I struggled with that when I first moved out on my own, because like I had always lived with a spouse or a boyfriend or a family member and shit like that. And I was kind of like, I don't want to get too comfortable and make it my own, but that's delusion. And you should definitely like try to rest and relax in your space and be proud of yourself and feel that accomplishment, because that's fucking huge. And the fact you were able to take your siblings anywhere and do anything for them, even though it's not your obligation, you're not, you know, you don't have to be in a mother role to them. That's just so nice that you're able to fucking do that for them. You know, that someone can fucking do that for you guys, for each other.
Definitely. And, you know, thankfully they have you.
But like, my dad, I remember being out places with him and he would make up lies. I talked about the lies about him telling people that my mom was his wife and shit. And I would be like, y'all wasn't never married. You're over here lying to this lady. Y'all was never fucking married. I was a little kid. I would close my eyes and go off and be like, you're embarrassing the fuck out of me. Like, stop. Dude. Let her get my shoes in the size that I wanted and stop bothering her. Like, but he would make up stories about careers, businesses he owned, shit like that. I was always one to call him on his shit. We're not playing that game. We're not playing CEO imaginary friend game with the strangers. Bust her out. Because if she is telling social workers that shit, somebody does need to be there to tell them the truth.
Definitely.
Because they're not going to force help on anybody, you know? And if you're here to play games, we can't help you.
And it sounds like she needs a full mental evaluation. It sounds like she's never had one because she lives in delusion. Right. And
but,
you know,
but somebody does need to be there to advocate. Because she's not going to do it.
And if she does have mental health issues, smoking weed is not the meds she needs to be on. I'm not saying she can't smoke it, but, you know, I would just get her a full medical and mental, you know, mental, physical
help her
evaluation.
Start that process. Yeah.
That's what I would start with. And fuck.
Good and luck. If we come across any, you know, resources in step two, like, we'll definitely share those. Periodically. I know you like to go and check on Uncle Chris. And just, we can always make posts just about any good ones, locations or anything that you come across, the names.
Definitely.
So you could always go back and reference that.
I've told the girls, if I get older and something happens to me, don't you ever take care of me. They both know. Do not fucking take care of me. Put me in a home, fucking take me out. I don't want that burden on them. No, I know what my life has been like, and I don't regret it, or, you know, but I sometimes am a little fucking bitter about it, because I feel like, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, you've been the appointed caregiver. Absolutely. Against your will.
Yeah, and so I don't want that. For fuck no, I don't. I want them to be able to 100%.
I'm always like, they better take care of me. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? You better. I'm not Crystal. You better take care of me. And I'm really dependent on my ex-husband taking care of me.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, if I die, you better bury me. Like, we're cousins. We're besties now. Right. Like, you, hello. Sorry.
Life partner, bro.
You inherited me. So, you know what I'm saying? That's falling on you. That's not falling on my family. Clearly.
Naya's,
you know,
always like, I wouldn't do that. And I'm like, I'm telling you, I want you to do that. Like, I don't want that for you.
Sorry you feel that way.
Kill me.
That makes me sad.
I don't, because
but
just
you got Mark.
Know.
We talk like there's no Mark. Mark can take care of you.
Yeah. No, I want to die. I don't want to.
If you go crazy, what are we talking about?
All of it. Bitch, if I ain't like this.
Take you out? Yes. If you just go crazy?
If I'm not like this.
If you have a
if I'm pooping my
break.
Pants, bitch, a psychotic break, I'm sorry. I'm first world fucking spoiled brat. My fucking bitch,
you know, you
I'm
could
a quadriplegic.
File for a do not resuscitate and shit. You know you could do that, right?
Yep. Put I that break in my your, leg. Do not resuscitate.
Put that in your records. Yeah.
No.
Right.
DNR, bitch.
I'm like, y'all better round yourselves up and take care of me.
Yeah.
Community effort. Y'all better come together.
Of course, you know, I'm going to make sure. Yeah. I just don't want. I don't want that.
I'm sorry. That's rough. I wouldn't. You know me. I'm like, girl, bye. You got kids that you adore. That'll take it. Just speaking of my own personal situation, y'all better figure it out. Don't count on me, honey bunny. The same way you did me is how I'm finna do you. I'm going to get a husband, bitch. I wish you the best, but
you can get your mama.
Your daughter's got it. You and your daughters will figure it out. I got to go get a man. Now it's my turn. Sorry.
Oh,
sorry.
Not sorry. You could get your mama man.
Get your mama man.
Life partner.
Yep. No, but for real, that's tough.
It's fucked up.
You gotta laugh about it a little bit.
You have to, and that's the other thing. Tell your siblings, make really fucked up jokes about it, dude.
It helps. It takes away the sting.
It does. It makes mm-hmm. the trauma so much easier to process when you make terrible fucking
inappropriate jokes. Even to strangers, that's the best.
Yes. The reaction.
And you look at the look on their face and you're like, no, I'm serious. Like, yeah. I'm being funny, but I'm not kidding when I say it.
About 50%. Yeah. Catch me on a good day, maybe 75.
Right, right.
Seriously. God, my fucking head, my sinuses. I hate this.
Do you
shit.
Have the our new patrons before I pee my pants in this nice chair?
No, I didn't screenshot it because I'm a stupid biatch.
You want me to read them this time?
Yes. Buenos you don't like- dias, muchachas. I would get that right.
You don't
right
like
in.
Exercising your Spanish?
No.
You did fine. No. Even people wrote and were like, she didn't fake no accent and shit. When I reposted it, they were like, she did good. She didn't put on no fake accent and shit. She did good. I said, yeah, she did.
Yeah. I mean, I know enough Spanish to get by if I needed to, but I'm not going to do it on the show for fucking shits and giggles.
You might. You might one day.
Hola.
Muchachas.
Como estas.
It's fine.
I know. Bitch, not me fucking not where I need to be. Okay.
I peed on myself a little bit earlier. So fucking
I thought you were
going
to say you peed in the chair.
No, not right now. When I got home from picking up peas earlier and I got home, I was going up the stairs and I felt it get on my sweats. And I was like, here we go. Don't open the floodgate.
Pelvic floor.
Do a fucking Kegel, bitch. You better make it up them stairs. Instantly got in the bath.
I think we, because I remember we read that last time.
So it's from there up?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Linda O.
See, thank God.
Mo 909, Bex, Bethany Beeler. I like that. Goose.
I love
Jazz,
it.
Jazz, Leah. Crystal Garcia, Lay, Andrea Carres, Andrea, with no last name, Sarah Calderon, Zoe, Anshalee Riley, Juliet, Krista, and Allie. Thank you so much for joining. We love you.
Thank you. Bitch, I almost said happy birthday when you were done reading the name.
Our brains. What did I say? This is reading it and inserted beautiful. Nothing on there said anything that looked like beautiful. It's my Tourette's coming out. Beautiful. Where'd that come from?
Oh, I telepathically sent
right.
it to you.
Right. You know, that's a good one. You love to
love.
Use.
Love. It's beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
It's just beautiful.
I'd be having to tell her, stop saying fucking beautiful.
It's beautiful. And now you.
It's your fault. I don't be saying that shit. Okay.
Two thumbs up.
We
us.
Love you.
Like, subscribe.
Do a thumbs up, subscribe, share, all that. Or we're going to start crying. Do it right now. Keep doing it. Do it every time.
Oh, and we love you guys.
We love you.
That's it. Suck it easy.
Go to bed.